Oh boy, oh boy. Welcome to a mini episode of How Did This Get Made? This is a movie that I've been waiting to do for such a long time, and I'm so happy that I waited for a live show at Largo to do it. I'm talking about the one, the only, Howard the Duck. Yes, Howard the Duck, the movie that was made or produced by George Lucas, a comedy about a sexually perverted duck and Leah Thompson in the Cleveland music scene. Oh, that description doesn't even do it justice. I'm going to actually play you two trailers. The first one, you have to use your imagination. Picture Leah Thompson lying flat on the ground, looking directly into camera and talking to you like a Calvin Klein ad. I cannot believe they made this trailer. Wait, you know what? Listen, here we go.
You know, he's the most exciting individual I've ever met. He isn't into the whole macho thing, but he knows who he is and what he wants. Everyone thinks of him as a hero now, but I share his feelings, and he's touched my soul. And right now, I would give anything to run my fingers through his feathers.
George Lucas presents an electrifying new comedy, Howard the Duck. More adventure than humanly possible.
And what you're missing is she blows a feather out of her hand. What the fuck? Who talked her into that? Someone was like, you know what? The trailer doesn't work. We need to bring Leah in and make her talk sexy to the audience at home. This movie, this trailer is the perfect trailer for this movie because it just shows how bonkers this entire experience is. It really is indeed. Now, this is the other trailer for the movie. A little bit more straightforward. Gives you a little bit more of what Howard the Duck is about because I know you have questions. We all have questions. This is a more traditional trailer. Now, I know you're probably thinking to yourself, Paul, I want to see this Howard the Duck movie. How can I see it? You can go check it out on Amazon. That's how I watched it. Or you can buy the DVD. They're very cheap DVDs. But all right. Here is the second trailer.
Across the sea of stars lies another world, a world almost exactly like ours. This is where he lives. He's 27 years old, single but searching. Favorite sports, windsurfing and aikido. Favorite pastimes, cigars and sex. He has everything except fulfillment. And then one night, it happens.
Hey, good buddy, are you home?
He has a very sudden midlife crisis. He lands in Cleveland.
You do know why you were sent to me?
Listen to me, small visitor. I can explain how you got here.
Maybe you're here for some greater purpose, some cosmic cause.
Here, he's forced to reassess his career goals.
You went to med school?
To explore new relationships. To redefine his self-image.
I'm sorry, we don't allow pets on the premises.
To adjust to a changing lifestyle.
Now I pull it out!
Until he discovers just who he really is.
Oh,
no. A duck in big trouble.
That's a duck, man!
Howard the Duck, trapped in a world he never made. Coming from George Lucas, a Willard Hike film, a Gloria Katz production.
All right, so there you go. That is, that's what you got in store for you next week. I mean, Howard the Duck, live at Largo. We uncovered some pretty serious shit. Thank you for all you people who came out. You had corrections and omissions I didn't even get to, and you gave them to me after the show, so I'll be talking about them on next week's mini episode. Also wanted to let you know that we are going to be looking for interns. Interns for How Did This Get Made? The workload has gotten too big, so we need you to come in, step up, help us out. You can email us your resume. I guess that you could do that at howdidthisgetmade@earwolf.com. Subject line, intern. We're looking for a few different types. I'll get into it later, but we're looking for someone to take over social media. We're looking for someone to help with clips, someone to help organize and aggregate movies. It's a lot of fun, I guess. I would hope. We're not dicks. All right, guys. It's that time of the show where we do something I like to call corrections and omissions. These are things that we might have missed out on, or corrections to things that we said in last week's episode about After Earth. All right. The message boards were pretty insane about this movie. I mean, there's so much illogical things. I don't know who told me this, but I'm just going to say it. I'm sorry I cannot tell you. I can't give you credit for your amazing thought, but someone just wrote, can't they just wear a suit that blocks out pheromones? Then everyone would be ghosting? Yeah, that's a fucking genius idea. Too bad you're not alive 1,000 years in the future to help out this race. It's a genius idea. We should get back to wearing suits. Space suits. Someone also mentioned, this is Shannon, our moderator at our Earwolf message board. She says that, how did that Ursa get into Will Smith's apartment? I mean, did the doorman let him up? I mean, he had to ride the elevator? I mean, why was this Ursa intent on attacking Will Smith's family? It's a true point. It wasn't like the Ursas were attacking the building King Kong style. It seemed like that one just kind of was like hanging out in the foyer. Did Will Smith have a foyer in that movie? I don't know. There's a few very good explanations. Apparently, we were wrong. Will Smith did not lead the group of people off Earth. That happened 1,000 years ago. But there is still an interesting point, which is there is an alien race, which we have not even met, that release these Ursa. Like, who are these big aliens? These are just, we're right, the space dogs. So there's a lot of issues here. Okay, let's see. There's a lot of talk on the message boards here. We can always look to Justin L. for adding to the mix here, where he thought, wouldn't it have been a cool thing at the end of the movie that the Ursa was attacking Jaden Smith? And I'm compacting what he's saying because he wrote a long post. But as the Ursa attacked Jaden, Will Smith got afraid. He let out pheromones. The Ursa went to go attack Will, and then Jaden killed it. I think that would actually be really cool. But you know what? Emotional plot points we're not looking for. That was inconsequential in this movie, apparently. And I think the best point was made by Sean O'Tron, who said, another thing that drove me crazy about this movie is Will says he can see everything that Jaden sees, but then he's always asking him, what are you seeing? Good point. Now let's go to Viewer Mail, Viewer Mail, Viewer Mail. That's a song I've made for it. Colin Kelly says, if all of Nick Cage's characters had a giant fight to the death, who would win? I would say the character from Leaving Las Vegas, because he had nothing to lose. Sean Lote wrote Lois Lane, or Lana Lang. Depends. Are we talking Superman 3 Lana Lang, or are we talking Smallville Lana Lang? Smallville would take precedence. Margot Kidder would take precedence. There's a lot. You have to get more clarified on that question, Sean. I'm sorry. Let's see. Ryan Burkett writes, what's your favorite 90s sex thriller? Sliver, Color of Night, or Jade? I'm going to say Color of Night because, oh man, my parents took me to see that and I saw some hardcore effing Bruce Willis style with like a girl who looked like she was 15. I was only 15 and I felt uncomfortable. Warren Lamb writes, what should I get on my pizza? Try pineapple. I never did that and I feel like that's probably something you should try once in your life, like Hawaiian style. Apparently in Hawaii 5-0, they like it. You know, get some ham and pineapple. Live your life. Make choices. Get out of the box. Like Taco Bell. Lauren Gilbert says, any chance you guys will make an appearance at the Just for Last Fest? Unfortunately, no. I'm shooting the league, so I cannot be there. And it makes it tough for us to go there. Kyle Heldberger writes, if you could ghost like Will Smith, where would you use it? Nowhere. Because it wouldn't make any sense in this world to not secrete pheromones. I mean, when does that help you? Steve May writes, 2 years ago while in San Diego for Comic-Con, I stood behind you in line waiting to go into a haunted house. That's true. I felt that you and I shared a moment. Don't you? Yes, Steve. I thought about it every day since. You and I are soulmates. Not sexual soulmates, but emotional soulmates. You and I will always be connected after that day. PJ Godudo writes, what's up with geese? Nah, man. Fuck those geese. They're just like lame swans. Okay, great one to go out on. Greg Coase writes, you gotta fuck one, marry one, and kill one. Letty of the Fast and the Furious is pre-amnesia, Letty post-amnesia, or Michelle Rodriguez post-DUI. All right, here we go. Post-DUI, you gotta kill. That's a crime. Post-amnesia, she's not so much fun. I feel like you just have to have a fuck. Marry, pre-amnesia. That's when she's fun. She's having a good time, stealing DVDs, just living off the hog. Is that a thing? Can you live off the hog? Will we ever do Junior? Yes, maybe we will, Andrew Woomer. I don't think too far in advance. Tino Zamora writes, why do I get sleepy after I touch myself? Because your semen is made out of a very high, powerful sleeping agent. That's why whenever you have sexual intercourse, people go out immediately. You are full of Somanex. I'm sorry to break that to you. What does porpoise taste like? That's from Michelle Lampers. And I'm just going to say what I always say. It tastes just like dolphin. All right, guys. Thank you so much for all those Q's and A's. I'm sorry I'm a little bit rushed, but I am running out to do something right now because I'm busy. A lot of exciting things going on in my life. all right. What else? What else do I need to tell you? Guys, you're great. Buy a t-shirt as always. We're going to be in New York. I'm going to announce those movies on the next episode of the show so you can be prepared. Because I believe that that is right. And visit us on our message boards at earwolf.com. You can also visit us at our Facebook page at facebook.com/ how'd this get made? Or is it maybe just the initials? Either way, you'll find it. It's just the initials, guys. And I'm always on Twitter. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.